through prayer and through your word. We pray that you bless the efforts that we are doing in Discipleship Congress and in the Gospel Rally, that people may be equipped to serve you, people may come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And we pray this morning that you speak through your Holy Spirit, through your word, and through your servants. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hydrocephalus is a medical condition in which there is an abnormal accumulation of fluids in the ventricles of the brain.
脑水肿是一种的病状。
And this may cause the enlargement of the head, like the picture that you see.
就像我们就看到这个图画，会让我们的头变得很大。
I'm afraid that in the Christian church today,
在今天的教会的当中,
that there are many spiritual hydrocephalus among believers, and even among faculty and students of seminaries.
我们可以说在很多的信徒的当中, 甚至于在神学院的老师和同学的当中, 我们有很多所谓属灵的有这个脑水肿的症状。
And I like to call that the bibliocephalus or the theocephalus.
也许我们可以称它是神学还是圣经的脑水肿。
Because our head is full of biblical knowledge and theology.
因为我们的头脑充满了很多的圣经和神学的知识。
And yet we hardly live out to what we know.
但是呢，我们几乎没有活出我们所知道的。
From James chapter 1 verses 19 through 27.
今天我们看雅各书第一章19节到这章结束的时候,
before that passage, the earlier verse in verse 18 tells us that we are generated through the word of God.
它的上文就是18节，这边说神用他的道生了我们。
And I'd like for us to turn to that passage, James chapter 1.
请我们翻开我们的圣经，看雅各书第一章。
And I'll request Elder Lim to read the Chinese, and for those English readers, kindly follow with your scripture.
我们一起来看雅各书第一章19节到这一章的结束。雅各书第一章19节开始，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。 因为人的怒气并不能够成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后， 随即就忘了他的相貌如何，唯有详细查看那全被使人自由的律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前， 那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
I'd like to submit to you that this passage of James is telling us that after we are regenerated by the word of God, we need to live up to what we know.
雅各书告诉我们，当我们被神的道来重生之后，我们应该行道， 好像正如我们所有的这个新生命。
We can easily divide this passage into two sections.
我们可以把这段的经文分成两大部分。
Verses 19 through 21 tells us that we need to receive the word in humility.
第19节到21节告诉我们要以谦卑的心来接受神的道。
And after receiving the word in humility, verses 22 to 27 tells us that we need to respond to the word with action.
当我们行了，我们听了这道之后，二十二节到二十七节告诉我们，我们要回应这道，把它行出来。
Verses 19 through 21 talks about our knowledge and our attitude, while verses 22 to 27 speaks of our behavior.
所以在前半部是告诉我们我们的知识，第二半后半部是告诉我们怎么样回应。
19 to 21 talks about theory and 22 to 27 talks about practice.
我们可以说19节到21节是我们的依据，第22节是我们怎么样来实践。
19 to 21 has to do with biblical information, but 22 to 27 has to do with the application.
所以前面一部分是我们知道这些原理，第二部分是知道怎么样来应用。
19 to 21 has to do with our head and our hearts, but the 22 to 27 has to do with our hands and our feet.
上半部是讲到我们的头脑和我们的心，后半部是讲到我们的手，我们的脚。
Let's first look at the first three verses that talks about receiving the word in humility.
我们先看前面三节讲到我们怎么样用谦卑的心来领受神的道。
James tells us that we must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
雅各告诉我们要快快地听，慢慢地说，也慢慢地动怒。
For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
因为人的愤怒并不能够成就神的义。
Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive the with meekness the implanted word.Which is able to save your soul.
所以我们要脱去一切的污秽和淫语的邪恶，存温柔的心来领受那所栽种的道，就是能救我们灵魂的道。
James says we need to be quick to listen or hear.
雅各说我们要快快的听。
Slow to speak, slow to anger.
慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Many times we use this verse in the adviceConcerning interpersonal relationship.
很多时候我们在劝勉人有这个好的人际关系的时候，我们会应用这一节的圣经。
However, this verse is not talking about interpersonal relationship.
但是这一节的经文本身不是在讲我们跟人之间的关系。
First and foremost, it's talking about receiving the word of God.
主要呢，他在讲到我们怎么样来领受神的话。
And in receiving the word of God, James tells us that we must be quick to hear.
当我们要领受神的道，我们就要快快地听。
And I think that hearing the word of God is equivalent to receiving the word of God.
这边说要听神的道，是等于我们要接受神的道。
Because believers in those days are not as fortunate as we are today.
当时的信徒不像我们今天。我们可以说很福气。
If they want to receive the word of God,
当他们要接受神的道，
they need to go to the synagogue,
他们要到这个会堂里，
and to listen to someone read the word of God for them.
让别人为他们来读这个神的律法。
Back then, they don't have the accessibility that we have today of the word of God.
他们不像我们今天，你随时可以接触神的道。
We are so fortunate that even our devices have the Bible in it.
我们今天真的是太福气了，就是我们手上的这些手机啊，就有神的话在里面。
And so I think James here is talking about the reception of the Word of God.
所以这边雅各讲到我们接受神的道。
And in today's term, he would tell you to be quick to listen.
今天他还是会说你要快快的听
,quick to read,
你要快快的读
,and quick to study,
快快的研究。
In whatever forms you can receive the word of God, you should be quick to receive it.
无论你借着什么样的工具来听到神的话，你要快快的接纳。
And we are learning in our discipleship, text that there are five things we need to do in order to receive the word of God.
在我们这个门徒训练的当中，我们有谈到五样的工具。
And let the word of God internalize in your life.
当怎么样来接受神的道，也怎么样成的是神的话，可以生活化。
We receive the word of God through hearing the word of God preached or read.
第一，我们听到神的道，就借着人传道。
And we can read it on our own.
我们也可以自己读。
We can study it.
我们可以自己研读。
But we also need to memorize it.
我们也需要背诵。
And meditate on the word of God.
并且要默想神的话。
These are the ways where we could be quick to receive the word of God.
这些呢，都是我们可以快快听或者接受神的道的方式。
But James also tells us not only to be quick to listen,
但是雅各不单叫我们快快地听,
we must be slow to speak and slow to anger.
我们要慢慢地说, 要更慢慢地动怒。
In other words, when we receive the word of God, we must receive it with humility.
换句话说, 当我们接受神的道的时候, 我们要以谦卑的态度来接受。
Whatever God has spoken to us,
无论神对我们说什么,
whether we 100% understand it or not,
或者我们是否百分之百的理解神所说的,
whether we can completely agree with it or not,
或者我们能够完全的认同是我与否,
we must receive it in humility.
我们要谦卑的接受。
And many times, because we do not completely understand the ways of God,
但是当我们很多时候不完全明白神的道的时候，
many times we are really ready and we quickly respond to God and in anger.
但是呢，有时候我们对神呢，甚至于会有用这个怒气来回应。
We may not understand what God is doing in our lives.
我们不明白神在我们生命中所做的事情。
So much so that sometimes we are angry at God.
甚至于有时候我们对神会生气。
But James tells us to do away with our anger.
但神说我们要除去我们的怒气。
And to do away with wickedness in our lives.
要除去我们生命当中的罪恶。
For many times, our anger cannot produce the righteousness of God.
因为我们的怒气不能够成全神的义。
In fact, many times our anger bring us to danger.
甚至于我们的怒气就把我们放在一个危险的地带。
As someone reminded us that anger is a letter away from danger.
很多人也提醒我们，我们的怒气跟这个危险其实只有一个词之差。
In fact, our anger may even cause us to lose our job and our ministry.
或者甚至于我们的怒气会让我们就丢掉我们的工作或者我们的服事。
Just like this coach,
就像这边这位教练。
This is just some of the video that led to Rice's suspension.Outside the Lines has obtained not only the roughly 30-minute video reviewed by Rutgers officials, but also hundreds of hours of additional footage of Rutgers practices in the two seasons prior to this year. There are shots of Rice heaving balls at players, even at their heads, which you can see better here when the tape is slowed down.
Aren't you glad, players, that Dr. Tran and I are not like this coach?
我们当中的篮球员，我相信你们会很高兴，我和那个陈牧师，我们不像这个 video 里面的这位教练。
Or maybe you need coaches like this to excel.
或者你们需要这样的教练才能够打得更好呢？
But this coach, even though he was one of the winningest coach in the U.S. college basketball,
我们看到这位教练是美国，他带领很多球队打胜的这个教练呢。
Because of the way he treat his players,
但是我们看到他怎么样来对待他的球
员。Unable to control his anger during practice sessions,
在他们练球的时候。不能够控制自己的情绪。
He lost his job when ESPN showed this video.
他呢就丢了他这个做教练的工作。
Many times our anger bring us to danger.
很多时候我们怒气会让我们置于危险的地方。
And so as we receive the word in humility,
所以当我们用谦卑的心来领受神的道的时候，
May the Lord help us not to respond in anger to him.
求神给我们能够不以怒气来回应他的话。
We need to develop a capacity to listen to God.
我们要操练自己能够来聆听神的话。
And then James tells us to be slow to speak. In other words, we need to control, learn to control our tongue.
这边雅各也提醒我们要慢慢的说，就是如何来管理我们的舌头。
And then we need to have a calm spirit.
我们也需要有一个宁静的灵。
But for that word to work in our lives, James also tells us that we need a clean heart.
好让神的道可以在我们的生命中起作用，我们也需要一个清洁的心。
But the main point of the passage is not in the first part alone.
但是我们知道这段经文的中心不仅仅是在第一部分。
Because James knew that knowing the word of God is not enough.
因为雅各知道单单知道神的道不够的。
What's important is the last part, which is to respond to the word with action.
更重要的也就是第二部分，就是我们如何来回应所听的道。
We live in an information age.
今天我们处的是一个资讯的时代。
Where knowledge has exploded.
可以说是知识爆炸的时代。
Just Wikipedia alone, somebody says the information in Wikipedia, if it were to be printed on pages and made into a book, it would be a book 2.25 million pages long.
我们在所谓 Wikipedia 里面所有的这些资料，如果把它印成一本书的话，也许我们要需要几亿页的一本大大的书。
And that's just Wikipedia alone.
这个仅仅是 Wikipedia 里面的资料而已。
Imagine the million of sites available through the internet.
我们知道我们在网上还有很多很多的这些网络，我们可以得到更多的一些的资料。
The problem of this generation is not a lack of information.
所以今天我们的问题并不是说我们缺乏资料。
And even in the church, there is not a lack of information on biblical knowledge.
甚至在教会中，我们也可以说，主要不是因为我们缺乏圣经的知识。
And in the 2-3 years that we are studying here,
还有我们在这里两三年的培训，
no matter how much the faculty has given you workload to do,
无论我们的老师给你多重的这些作业，
it's just a very few information in the vast ocean of knowledge.
其实呢，在我们所谓知识的大海当中，只不过是小小的一部分。
But the whole point of the training is not to get more knowledge.
因此呢，我们的学习不仅仅是要得到更多的知识，
but to transform our lives by doing the word of God.
更是要遵行神的话，以至于我们的生命会转化。
And so James tells us that we must not be doers, we must be doers of the word and not hearers only.
所以雅各说，我们不要单单是听到，更是要行道。
For someone who is a hearer of the word of God, who is very good in taking sermon notes,
作为一个很会听道的人，并且你能够快快的把这个道抄录下来，
but not doer of the word,
但是我们却没有去遵行。
James tells us that we are deceiving ourselves.
雅各说，其实我们是在欺骗自己。
We are not deceiving our faculty.
我们不是在欺骗老师。
We may get 100.
我们可以考100分。
But if we never do the word of God,
但是我们从来不遵行神的话。
We only deceive ourselves.
我们是在欺骗自己。
One of my professors in the US, who passed away last year, Howard Hendricks, said this.
我过去的一位教授，他去年已经过世，他曾经这样说。
The Bible was not written to satisfy your curiosity.
圣经的写成不是为了要满足我们的好奇心。
It was written to change your life.
它被写成是要改变我们的生命。
Not to make you a smarter sinner.
不是让你成为也许可以说更聪明的人。
But to make you like Christ.
不是使你成为一个更聪明的罪人，乃是要让你能够像基督。
And Thomas A. Kempis, the author of Imitation of Christ, said this.
Thomas Kempis, 他也曾经这样说。
Instant obedience is the only kind of obedience there is. Delayed obedience is disobedience.
随时遵守神的话才是真正的顺从。如果你是延后顺从，这个其实呢就是不顺从。
In other words, for us as seminary students, this is a very serious challenge for us.
对我们神学生，这是一个很大的挑战。
The more we know the Word of God,
我们越认识神的话，
the greater is our responsibility to do the Word of God.
我们就有更大的责任来遵行神的话。
Once you know the will of God,
当你知道神的旨意的时候，
there is no other choice for you but to obey it.
你没有其他的选择，只能够是要顺服遵行。
When you delay the obedience, it's already disobedience.
如果你延后来遵行，其实就是不顺从了。
And what does James tells us?
所以雅各怎么跟我们说呢？
For him, someone who hears the word of God, but not a doer, he says, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror.
一个只会听道不行道的人，他像一个人，他在镜子里面啊照了自己。
For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like.
啊，他看了之后就走开，就忘记自己的真面目是什么。
Anyone who knows the word of God,
每一个知道神的话的人，
and who does not do the word of God,
但是不遵行神的话，
is a fool.
我们可以说是一个愚拙的人。
He is deceiving himself.
他是欺哄自己。
And I like the metaphor that James used here.
正如雅各在这边所用的比方。
He says it's like a person who looks into a mirror.
就像一个人他照镜子。
Here is a mirror.
这是一个镜子。
And I know by now, as seminary students, you know what's the purpose of a mirror.
我相信你作为一个神学生，镜子的这个功能是什么？
The function of a mirror primarily is not for you to look at someone else.
这个镜子呢不是用来照别人。
Because you don't need a mirror to look at someone else.
因为你看别人呢不需要用镜子。
You use a mirror.To look at yourself.
我们需要镜子是要看自己。
Unless you are driving, you need a mirror to look at the cars behind you.
除了我们开车的时候，我们有一个镜子要看后面的车。
But the primary function of the mirror is for me to look at myself.
但是镜子主要的功能就是让我能够看到我自己的面貌。
But when I look at myself, it's not to be like that witch who would tell the mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all.
当我照这个镜子的时候，并不是像那个巫婆一样，就问镜子里面的人说，那个镜子，镜子，在这个世界谁是最潇洒的呢？
The function of the mirror is not for you to appreciate yourself because others are looking at your beauty, but you never see your own beauty.
所以你照镜子最主要不是要让你自己看到你自己很潇洒，别人看不出。
The function of a mirror is to tell you what's wrong with you.
真正呢，当我们照镜子的时候，是要看看自己还有哪个地方不足的吗？
What is imperfect about you?
我们自己还有哪个地方是不足的？
And let me ask you, Is there anyone who did not look into a mirror this morning when you come here?
我们当中今天还没有上课之前，有哪一位没有先照镜子的呢？
有吗？没照啊。
有没有人今天还没照镜子的呢？
I believe Dr. Tan has looked into the mirror several times.
我相信陈博士今天早上已经照了好多次。
That is why she looks so.Beautiful before us.
也是为什么她今天在我们面前这么漂亮。
You look into the mirror.
当你照镜子的时候。
Because you know that you are imperfect.
因为你知道自己还有不足的地方。
If you are perfect, you don't need this mirror at all.
如果你知道自己什么都很好了，就不需要照镜子。
And in the same way, we look into the Word of God.
同样的，当我们看神的话语的时候，
because our lives are imperfect.
也就是因为我们的生命还有不 充足的地方。
But when we look into the Word of God,
当我们看神的话语的时候，
the primary purpose is not for us to prepare a sermon for someone else.
最主要的目的不是为别人来预备一篇的讲章。
The primary purpose is not to look into the lives of others and compare it with the Word of God.
最主要的不是帮别人来比较他的生命和圣经的原则。
Although that, you may do that,using the Word of God.
虽然我们读神的话的时候我们会这样做。
But the primary purpose is for you to look into your own life.
但最主要的目的是让我们看我们自己的生命。
But James says, after looking intently into the mirror,
但雅各说当我们好好的照照镜子。
Someone who does not do the Word of God is like someone who at once forgets what he looks like and walk away.
一个不行神的道的人就像一个照镜子的人，他看了之后就走开，就忘记他自己的面貌。
And let me illustrate this.
让我来举个比方。
As I look into the mirror now,
现在当我自己照镜子的时候，
I find out something is wrong with me.
我就发现我有一点不对的地方。
Today I buttoned my shirt in the wrong way.
今天呢，我扣这个扣子的时候扣错了。
And probably you did not notice at all.
甚至于可能你们都没有注意到。
But this mirror is very faithful.
但是呢，这个镜子呢，非常的忠心。
Unless you are using a vanity mirror.
除非你用的是所谓这个虚幻的这个镜子。
A mirror doesn't care who I am.
这个镜子他不管我是谁。
He doesn't care about my status.
他不管我的身份是什么。
He doesn't care if I'm a faculty at BSOP.
他也不管我是否是非圣的
老师。He doesn't care if I look good or not.
他也不管我好看还是不好看。
But this mirror tells me exactly what I look like.
但是这个镜子告诉我们我确确实实是怎么样。
And so as I look into this mirror,
所以当我看今天照镜子的时候，
It tells me that I didn't button my shirt right.
他就告诉我我今天这个纽扣扣错了。
Now that I have looked into the mirror, I just forget it.
当我照镜之后我就忘记了把它。
I do nothing about what I saw in the mirror.
我从镜子里面看出来的事实我没有去做任何的回应。
What do you think I am?
你认为我许牧师是怎么样的一个人
？If I continue the rest of the day like this,
如果我这一整天还是这样，
you may not tell it to my face, but you will say to yourself that he is such a fool.
可能你不会对面的跟我说，但是你在心里可能会说，你真是一个笨蛋。
Unless he is starting a new fashion,
或者说你是要开始一个新的潮流。
And this is how I look.
这就是今天我的相貌。
Okay, that's a new fashion for you.
如果你认为这个很时髦，
Tomorrow you can start doing this.
明天你也可以这样穿你的衣服。
No, Scripture tells us when you look into the Word of God, you need to do it.
圣经告诉我们，当我们看了神的道，我们应该遵行。
And so not only should you hear, read, study, memorize, meditate, you need to apply the Word of God.
所以今天我们不单单是要读听神的道或者背诵神的道。
And so you need to do something about it.
我们更是要遵行，更是要改变我们的
生命。And for me, I had to rebutton my shirt.
对我来说，我需要把我这个纽扣重新整理好。
So that I may look good.
好叫我能够端庄。
In the same way, when we come to the Word of God,
同样的，当我们面对神的话的时候，
we are to apply what it says.
我们应该把圣经所说的应用在我们的生命里。
But the problem is, in the seminary, you know too much.
但是问题是在神学里面，你知道太多了。
How in the world can you apply everything within these 2-3 years?
你在这两三年的里面，怎么把所有的这些圣经知识应用出来呢？
The problem is not how you can apply everything.
其实我们的问题不是说你如何把所有的真理。
The problem is, have you taken a step toward obedience?
问题是我们有没有花出第一步来遵行神的话。
Oswald Chambers says, one step forward in obedience is worth years of study about it.
所以 Oswald Chambers 他也曾经这样说，你跨出那第一步来遵行，是胜过你多年研究这个真理。
You may stay in the library for all you want.
你可以很长的时间埋头苦干在图书馆里面。
But after leaving the library,
当你离开图书馆之后，
your life's are not changed.
你的生命还是跟以前一样。
Then it's useless.
这是没有用的，是无效的。
And James tells us that we need to respond in at least three areas.
雅各也告诉我们，至少在三方面我们应该回应。
First, we need to respond with our talk.
第一，就是我们在我们的言这方面要回应。
He says, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this man's religion is worthless.
26节，雅各说，若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚假的。
If our speech does not change at all,
如果我们的言语不改变的话，
the way you talk,
就是你如何讲话，
the things that come out of your mouth before you come to BSOP,
以前你还没来到飞升之前你口出的言语，
if it doesn't change after you leave BSOP,
你离开飞升之后如果这些言语没有改变的话，
then we have wasted your time and our time.
我想我们彼此都浪费了彼此的时间。
And Paul tells us that we should not let unwholesome talk come out of our mouth, but only what is helpful for building others according to their needs.
保罗也告诉我们，劝勉我们，不要让我们的口出恶言，应该所讲的话都是能够造就人的。
This is the first area that James tells us that we need to do.
这也是雅各第一方面要我们回应的。
The second area that we need to respond is through our work of love.
第二方面也就是借着我们爱心的行动来回应。
James tells us to look after the orphans and widows in their distress.
这边他说我们要去看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
In other words, for those who are helpless, for those who are weak, can we show love toward them?
我们能够对这些无助不能够帮助自己的那些软弱的人可以给他们爱心吗？
James in chapter 2 will tell us it's one thing for you to pray for that brother or sister.
所以雅各书也告诉我们，你为这些人祷告是一件事。
But it's another thing for you to do something about their distress.
但是呢，你怎么样来处理或者帮助他的难处，这是另外一回事。
How are we doing in our works of love?
我们在所谓爱心的工作上，我们做了多少呢？
Do we love those because those who are more lovable.
我们是爱那些更可爱的人吗？
Do we love those because those people can return your favor?
或者你是爱那些可以再回来爱你的人吗？
Or do you love those who will never return your favor at all?
或者你去爱那些永远不能够回报你的人呢？
Kindness is a language that deaf people can hear and blind people can see.
我们可以说恩慈是一种的言语，聋子可以听得见，那个哑巴瞎眼的可以看得见。
These are the words of president in the my seminary president in the US, Charles Swindoll.
这是 Charles Swindoll 他曾经讲过的一句话。
Third, we must respond with our walk.
第三方面，我们要以我们的行动来回应。
In the way we live,
也就是我们所谓生活的方式。
And so James tells us that the religion that is pure and undefiled before God is to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and lastly, to keep oneself unstained from the world.
所以雅各也说，在我们的父神面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且要保守自己不沾染。
Although we live in the world,
虽然我们是住在世界里，
But we do not live like the world does.
但是我们的生活不像这个世人所生活的方式。
There was a story about builders back in the 15th, 16th centuries in Europe.
在欧洲有这样的一个故事，有关于他们在15、16世纪建筑的事情。
Today, as you go through Europe, you see a very many places with beautiful cathedral.
我们可以在欧洲各地都可以看到非常壮观的大教堂。
And one time, a rich man was touring Europe.
有一次有一个有钱人，当他在欧洲旅游的时候
，And as he saw this cathedral being built,
当他看到这些大教堂在建筑的当中
，He was amused by someone at the top.
他看到有一个人在那个顶上。他非常好奇。
That worker was curving a small bird on the top of the building.
那个人呢，正在顶端在雕刻一只小小的鸟。
And he looks at him.
他就看他。
And he waited until it's rest time for that person, and that person has come down.
他就一直等到那个雕刻的人这个休息的时候下来了。
And he went toward him.
他就向他走过去。
And he says, I admire what you are doing up there.
我很欣赏你在上面所做的这个工作。
However, what you are doing would be covered later on by the roof.
但是呢，你所做的那个雕刻，到一个时候会被那个屋顶把它遮盖了。
And nobody will see that bird that you are curving right now.
那个时候就没有人能够看得见你所雕刻的那一只鸟。
And so why all the effort in doing that?
所以为什么要花这么多的精力去做呢？
And that worker smiled at that rich man.
这个工作人员就笑着对他说。
And he says, God sees it.
但是上帝看得见。
It is because of that concept that God sees everything that we do.
因为有这个概念，就是上帝能够看得见我们所做的每一件事。
That people do an excellent job before，
也就是人会尽他最好的来做。
And as the Apostle Paul tells us，
正像保罗对我们说
，And this happens to be my life verse，
这个也是我自己生命当中的这个训词。哥罗西书。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for man.
你无论做什么，是为主做的，要尽力去做。
And this must be the attitude of every child of God.
这个应该是上帝的每一个子女的态度。
In this world where looks seems to be reality.
在这个世界的当中，很多人都是看表面的。
Appearance seems to be reality.
好像说这个表面的才是真实的。
We need to be reminded that our walk should be different.
但是我们应该被提醒，我们的生活行为是不一样的。
That God continue to look at the heart.
神是继续看我们的内心。
And so whatever you do,
所以无论我们做什么
，Are you doing to please man？
你所做的是要讨人的喜悦吗
？Or are you doing to please the Lord？
还是你要讨神的喜悦呢
？When you clean your room，
当你打扫你的房间的时候
；When you wash your clothes，
当你洗你的衣服的时候
；When you do sports，
当你运动的时候
；When you do your assignments，
当你做功课的时候。
What kind of a heart attitude do you bring to those words?
你的心态在主的面前是如何呢？
Let us not only be hearers of the word of God.
我们不单单要听神的道，
but let us be doers of the word of God.
我们要做一个行神的道的人。
In the way we talk,
在我们讲话的方式。
In the work of love,
在我们爱心的服事。
And in the way we walk before men.
还有我们在人前我们的生活行为。
And for those who do the word of God,
对一切遵行神话语的人
，James promised that God's blessing will be upon that person.
雅各保证上帝的 福分会在他的身上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。天父，我们再次谢谢你，今天你的话语好像一面镜子照我们自己。主，很多时候我们知道该怎么做，但是我们却没有及时的来遵行你的话。感谢你再次提醒我们，当我们知道你的教导的时候，我们必须立即遵行，而不是延迟遵行。感谢你今天给我们这宝贝的信息，帮助我们在我们所做的每一件事情的上面都能够讨你的喜悦。做好让我们与你的关系，与我们家人的关系，与每一个我们所擦肩而过的人的关系，主啊，都能够让人看出啊，我们是一个听到、知道也行道的人。这样祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。